everybody. Happy Easter. We're hopping into a new edition of the podcast. Ooh.
Did you do hippity hop when you were a kid, like on the first day of the month?
No.
No? Okay, cool. We used to say hippity hoppity on the first day of every month.
I've not
heard that. Okay. No. So that's weird.
Sounds like fun, though.
No, it's not.
I mean, it sounds like, yay.
But I don't know why we did it.
Did it like hop out the front door?
We did nothing. We just said hippity hoppity on the first day of every month. And maybe...
Is that
sisters,
something?
Am I making this up?
I was gonna say, like, did Brittany like con you into doing this and then just like,
yeah, that's possible.
Nerd.
There's a lot of things like that. So I hope if you're listening on Easter, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And if you're listening after Easter,
lots
I hope it was
of
great.
Egg hunting and baskets and ham and
did you
brunch
guys dye eggs?
And mimosas. Not yet. We're going to do it soon.
Oh.
Daycare is closed today.
As we're recording. Yeah.
So we need more activities. All the activities. So that's going to be an activity. Sarah is a saint. She's doing a great job solo today, taking the day off.
Good job, girlfriend.
You know, as a kid, you realize, oh, man, snow days are the greatest. And then as a parent, you're like,
they're the worst.
This is terrible.
Yeah. You know,
there's like no snow and... Really glad y'all get a day off, but
I don't.
I got to go to work and the kids and the...
Did you, like, this brought me back a little bit to, like, early pandemic when I was like, oh, my God, remember how we were all working from home with our kids? Like,
that's the worst.
Tyler was supposed to have the day off and had to go in unexpectedly this morning. So that, like, not only did it throw me in a tailspin because, you know, it ruined my very perfectly scheduled day.
Well, let's talk about the other thing throwing you into a tailspin.
My freaking computer, you guys. You may see if you're watching on YouTube that I just have my iPad. And I understand that this is first world problems, but...
I think this is a little beyond first world, but...
My entire life is on my laptop. And so I get it. Like, you know, when you used to lose your phone when you were 15 and you thought your life was over? It's like that,
so
except it is my jobs. So, like... do some side work to some design work for a client, and I do everything on my computer, and not just like, oh, whatever. Most of what we do here is online. We use Google Docs for things, but like I miss one password and then I can't get into the passwords spreadsheet or whatever, you know, like it has thrown. I came into the office the other day and I was like, Nick, how long have I been here? I don't know, 30 or 40 minutes. I'm like, I've accomplished nothing because it took that long to like download, attach a printer to my Tyler's computer. I'm using a Lenovo.
The great thing about this computer is the stickers on the outside. There's a Darth Vader sticker and like a D15 die on there. And some of our workers are real into the gaming and they come up to Bridget and they're like, oh, Bridget.
You're a gamer.
You're a gamer. Let's go. We got a group. And then you had to awkwardly explain that your husband is the gamer and he probably already has games booked because he does not need to spend more time gaming.
Yes. And this is his backup computer. Also, if you are a Mac user, if you were like a convert, PCs and Macs are literally opposite. Everything like from where you close a window on the left versus the right, everything's opposite. So it has been terrible. And yes, it'll be up to 5 days without my computer. I am hoping I'll have it back tomorrow instead of Monday. But man, it's been a challenge.
So your computer is 5 years old, 6 years old.
Maybe. I don't even know.
I saw this on your screenshot. You sent me the screenshot of the status. I creaked on it. You had an early 2015 model. So 6 years old. And the battery. It's the battery, right?
Yeah, just like the battery needed to be optimized. So it was dying faster than it should be.
So that's a pretty good...
Yeah, actually. So this is so dumb. I think I used to just like as batteries died, I was like, oh, well, my computer's old. I guess I'll get a new one. So like this, I had to pay a little bit, but like I paid to overnight ship it and whatnot back. And like,
because
I need it yesterday. But like totally worth it. So I'll have pretty much in a Mac, it's like where the trackpad is and right below the keyboard. So basically all of that will be brand new. The guy at the Apple store was like, hey, you're going to get basically all of this brand new. I'm like, okay, this is worth it. Also, the Apple store during the pandemic, really like frightening and hilarious. That store anyway is like kind of going into an alternate universe, but there was four security guards in like one checking my temperature, one waiting at the end of the like gates, two at the entrance to the store. I'm like, okay, everybody, I'm just here for my battery. So anyway, really weird week.
Let's have something to drink, eh?
Okay.
So we were trying to figure out something to drink that's kind of spring, and we decided cider would be great. We also thought rosé wine possibly, So why not a rosé cider?
He came up with, and it says rosé, eh?
It's from Loon Juice in Minnesota. It's called rosé, eh?
This is so cute.
Isn't it? It's a lovely rosé hard cider. Let's see if they got that thing here. So it's hard cider, apple juice, hibiscus extract, rose extract,
and
some other stuff. It's very delicious, very crisp. It is gluten-free.
In a can, if you just heard that.
Our friend Katie, who is on the gluten-free lifestyle, is a huge fan of the Loon Juice.
This is great branding. I wouldn't think something called Loon Juice.
It's actually, a lot of it's made in Wisconsin, which is cool.
They have
Minneapolis and then like Richland Center or something like that. They are a big-time sponsor of Minnesota, the Minneapolis soccer team.
Mm. Wow. Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, I love when branding lost my mind for a second. When they just like lean into stereotypes and make fun of themselves a little. So like rosé, eh? I don't know. I love it. This is great. Oh, I've never even noticed that we sold this, Nick.
Yeah, we sell a lot of it. So this comes from, so let's see, their description is, despite our name, Loon Juice contains zero traces of loon. Because that would be gross. Instead, all of our cans contain the perfect combination of nature and fun, the two things we can all agree on. Everything starts with the best tasting apple around, the Honeycrisp. From there, the recipes are simpler, healthier, and betterer.
Betterer.
So the rosé one says...
Wait, are there like tons of flavors?
Yeah, they have a bunch. We have a sampler pack, so they have an extra juicy that's like a little, if you like a sweeter one, more sweet. The Honeycrisp is just the base one, very good.
That's what we're drinking.
Yep. No, we have the rosé.
Rosé. And then they have Honeycrisp hard cider on the bottom.
Yeah, it's made from Honeycrisp to start with. And then they have grow a peach.
Oh, a Tyler one?
Grow a pear. I'm sorry, grow a pear. That's a Perry that I really like. You can find that in the sampler one.
What's that?
It's a pear
Perry.
Cider.
Perry. Yep. I thought like Perry was some like fancy alcohol or something. I didn't know
Perry's a pear cider. They have, let's see, what else? They have
my God.
They have lots of different flavors. They have a caramel apple one that they do seasonally for the fall. That's very good.
Yum.
And then they have sangria that they do that we just pound out sangria because it's delicious.
The glass bottle of this? Oh, that's same people?
Yep.
Wow. This is fascinating to me. Okay, guys, I highly recommend this.
So if you like cider, come to Lake Geneva Country Meats. We got a shelf. We have a couple things from Loon Juice. We have a couple from our friends Joseph at Mershon's. He's got a couple good bottles. So whether you're looking for a big bottle to share or some individual cans for the boat or whatever, or just have around your house. I like having cider around all the time. I have friends that are gluten-free that would like a tasty alcoholic drink.
This is a good Tyler.
Yeah.
It's a good Tyler drink for when he shouldn't be having beer. Anyway,
are
good
you listening,
choice.
Tyler?
I think so because it's Friday and not yet Easter, and I'm in charge of the alcohol for all the family holidays. I think I'm going to bring some.
Grab good a choice. Sampler pack.
Okay, you guys, for the first time ever, Nick and I have the same thing for our next
this
segment.
Is exciting.
I knew when I wrote it. So we're going to talk about the best thing we ate this week, and never is Nick like, Bridget, your pasta and chicken was delicious for the 800th week in a row.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just like...
Never do we agree.
Come on, basic white girl.
That's me, drinking my rosé in a can.
Hey, it's cider.
At least it's not truly.
You know, I discovered this thing. It's called cider. You can actually have alcohol in your apple juice. It's great.
So, guys, do you want to announce it? Should we sing it? I don't know.
I think let's sing it. 3, 2, 1.
Mac and cheese bread! I thought you were going to like leave me hanging and I was going to do a solo.
No, it was not. I wouldn't do that to you.
Let's jump in the pool together. And
I'm not that guy.
Okay.
I'm a man of my word. When Nick Vorpegel tells you he's going to do something.
He's going to sing it with you.
He's going to do it.
I am giving the credit to Nick to explain this delicious freaking brat that got created.
So
go at it.
One of us in this room loves April Fool's Day and one of us is terrified and annoyed by the concept of it. I personally love April Fool's Day. So we at Lake Geneva Country Meats like to make grandiose announcements every April Fool's Day. I'm inspired by Google's tradition of doing this. Sometimes it's a real product rollout. Sometimes it's not.
Which is so confusing.
You never know.
Okay.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I have to say something. For anyone that especially is from Madison, the first time I ever picked up the Onion newspaper, I didn't know it was fake. And I was like, what is this? Is this real or not? So like this brought me back to like, I don't know what is real and what is fake. And I cannot live in that world.
So there's been some people that have done mac and cheese brats. And I was like, interesting. people won't think this is real. Well, we did it. And we announced it on April 1st. We were actually going to do it April 1st last year, but...
Nothing was funny last year on April 1st.
So we did it this year. We sat on this joke for a year and a half. I have a Google list of ideas for April Fools that might be funny.
Or not, but...
Some, you know, you put them at 11:59, you're like, that's hilarious. And then you wake up in the morning, you're like,
I was doing that in my sleep.
What was I thinking on that one? So the key with a good April Fool's joke is people need to not be made a fool, right? You don't want to make people feel stupid.
You want them
to have some fun with it. And like, you don't want someone to be like, oh my gosh, you made me look like an idiot. So you don't want to do that to someone. You just want it to be fun. And then they'll be like, oh man,
you got me.
Yep. That's what you want. So, you know, we've done drone delivery, which is funny. And so if you do one that's real, you try to make it sound super fake up front and then like get more and more real. So people realize, oh no, they're not kidding. And if you do a fake one, you try to start super real at the, you know, plausible where people are like, I don't know. That seems like it could work. And then you just start making super outlandish claims at the end. So people are like, oh no, this is an April Fool's joke. So you want people to come to realization on their own pace, on their own schedule, and not feel like you're holding one over them.
Or call the retail shop all day.
So macaroni and cheese brought. It is here. It is cheesy. Bridget was our director of cinematography for the video.
A good video.
She did all the shooting. Colin did some of it. Jeff did some of it. I did some of it.
Your friend did some of it. The lawyer friend, non-lawyer.
We had a great time, I think, shooting. Yeah. We got a little assist from Shannon. Shout out to Shannon for popping in, visiting. Hanging out, being a part of the video shoot.
But this brought. You guys, I don't care about brats. I said it. But I, you know, obviously I work.
You have
here.
Other qualities. You love chicken. It's okay.
I like chicken. I have many qualities. It's just I'm and learning noodles. About brats. I don't like the snap. So I'm taking the casing off regardless. But man, this brat tastes more like macaroni and cheese to me than a brat. And
it's like when you were a kid and you'd cut up some hot dogs and put them in with it. Yep. Yes.
Whatever. It was so good. But I think very important to anyone listening, you made a really good point about broiling, not boiling.
Yeah. So usually we do recommend boiling the brat first. That's the easiest way to make sure it cooks through. Because let's be honest, if you just grill the brats, it gets too hot. You outcook the outside and then like the inside's kind of.
Yeah, we've done that.
And you're like, oh, this is like.
This is raw.
Gross and raw and terrible. Yeah. So we usually say like boil them for a little bit, get them cooked most of the way through, then crisp them up. These, what that does do. So like the technical answer that the experts tell you is. Boiling them does make everything constrict, gets the texture a little weird if you do it too long.
Oh.
So these ones where the parboiled noodles are on the inside and there's a lot of cheese, if you boil them, they will get mushy and soggy and gross.
Yeah.
So these ones broil on low, grill on low, low heat, like not high heat. So they gently cook, gently simmer, and they'll all stay perfectly cooked on the inside because the noodles are al dente when we put them in there, not raw. Yeah, they're delicious. So and I think what I'm excited about is we're going to do like variations of it, I think, occasionally. So we could do like a red pepper and bacon loaded one.
A chili mac.
We could do a chili mac one. We could do a beer cheese and mac one. Yep. We could do like a truffle mac one.
Oh my God.
All sorts of fun things off of it.
Buffalo. Someone suggested would the noodles buffalo be okay one. In chicken, in a chicken sausage. So like a buffalo chicken sausage.
I think it would get texturally weird with the chicken.
TBD. Next April Fool's Day.
So next April Fool's Day, we'll see.
It looks like...
Maybe we'll announce we have a shop on the moon.
Or in Germany, our second location.
Already did that.
Oh, yes. Anyway, it was super fun. I hate April Fool's Day because this was real, so it's not really a joke at all. So...
I don't think it always has to be a joke. I think it just has to be... I think the spirit of April Fools is having fun and being outlandish and just enjoying the realm of plausibility.
Okay, can we go off schedule real fast?
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you see any other really great April Fools?
I worked really hard on this outline for you to, you know,
to go off of it.
Actually, this year was pretty kind of lame.
Oh my God, I saw one that was so good.
Which one was it?
You wouldn't know it because it's an influence. So there was two. Tiffany's announced, you know, Tiffany's very distinct brand color. They announced that they were switching their brand color to yellow and it was bright yellow. And it was a beautiful photo. Like they clearly, you know, it was very much in their style and it was their like mint teal looking box in yellow. So that was cute. Funny. Great. But there is an influencer that I follow that I just think is like lovely and kind. And she announced And it was obviously so it lived on her stories the appropriate amount of time. She announced it the day prior and she was like, okay, guys, she just had a kid, I don't know, 5 months ago or something. So it was like, I'm thinking about it a lot. I'm going to step back from influencing. Like, I've had a good run and I'm going to pursue like something that's always been a dream of mine. And you've seen my brother here a lot. He's a musician, so he's been helping me. And she like launched a music video and the song was all about like being an influencer. And you're like, her voice isn't great, but like she's going to make it because she's made it, you know, and you're like, okay. And I believed it. I didn't even cross my mind because it wasn't April Fool's Day, whatever. It was a total joke. And everyone, like, she didn't tell anyone. So all of her, like, other influencer friends were, like, sharing it. And they're like, I'm so proud of you. It's so great. So anyway, very funny. Danny Austin, if you follow her, whatever. It was funny. It was great. I've not been in the influencer world for, like, enough years to know if other influencers do great April Fool's jokes. But she nailed it.
And here's a roundup of some from CNET. Porsche announced they were doing a classic patina paint scheme that'll make your expensive sports car look like it's been sitting in a field for 30 years.
That's funny.
It's like the, you know, weathered jeans of sports cars.
Yeah, the Abercrombie jeans.
Fluidmaster did the toilet paper brand did a emergency rock wiper as a product. Jack Links announced a jerky cologne. Lego announced smart bricks that move out of the way before you can step on it.
Dude, invent that. That needs to be real.
The Canadian Space Agency did one of, they found out the Perseverance rover found on Mars all the missing socks from your washer. Bud Light Seltzer Pizza Variety Pack. That's kind of funny.
God. On Milwaukee always does pumps.
On Milwaukee
them out.
Does a good one.
And they did Hell's Kitchen. So there was a chef from Milwaukee. His name was Adam, I think. He was on Hell's Kitchen this year. Right? That's the right show? Yeah, I watch all those shows. But yeah, so Hell's Kitchen. And it was saying that he was opening his own Hell's Kitchen restaurant. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. And I was like, oh, he can't do that. Like, there's too many legal things. But On Milwaukee gets me every year.
On Milwaukee does a good job. Vive by Velveeta Skincare.
Oh, I saw that. A different influencer I follow shared that and was like, hats off.
Task Rabbit, Task Rabbits, if you're a, you know.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Okay, so these are funny.
There's some good ones.
Wait, what was that Peeps one?
Peeps has green giant cauliflower peeps.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm going to put that in Elliot's Easter basket.
Yeah, so there are actually some good ones. The places I usually go, locally, Black Point announced they were doing balloon rides to the estate.
Oh, and, that could be real.
I know. They could have gone a little harder on the photoshopping to make it.
I didn't see that.
And then Gage Cruise Line announced they're doing submarine tours.
Yep.
Which also could have been real, and they could have done it up, but instead... Okay, Gage, I'm not ragging on
Nick's
you guys.
Nick's very serious about April
I'm
Fools.
I'm very serious about April Fools. Like, that was a good concept, because it definitely could happen. There's wrecks under the lake that people would, like, be very interested. You know, the Caribbean, you can go and get that.
I feel like our lake's too shallow for a submarine.
Too deep is more of the problem for submarines.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea.
Because like,
I'm not
you get
qualified
crushed
to talk
the
about
deeper
this.
It goes.
Okay.
So, you know, because like a lot of the Caribbean ones, you just kind of go around a reef. They're like 40, 50 feet.
I've never been in a submarine.
So I'm not going in a submarine.
Yeah, no thank you.
I think they're cool, but I'm terrified of it. I'd love to scuba dive and like do the stuff, but like submarine, like stuff goes wrong, you're screwed.
True.
And then you get prepared. The bends going up and
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway,
out of the submarine.
But they like photoshopped the Red October in like, you know, Soviet submarine. It's like, okay guys, first of all, the scale is not right. The Red October is like three
but
football
fields.
It was
a decent Photoshop job. Okay. What he's saying is good job.
You guys could have done a little bit more
because
it was a great
Fool's
concept.
Consultant.
So anybody wants to do April Fools, call me. We're here for you.
I'm not, but Nick is.
It's such a great day. Like, it's so much fun. It's just, it's fun. It's silly. Like, you can, as a marketer, you can use all these, like, brand juices and, like,
it
creative.
Is, it could be, it is fun.
And just mess with people a little bit, but in a fun way of, like, hey, guys, we take ourselves too seriously all the time.
Here's
Let's just
fun
have
thing.
Some fun.
It is also my friend Laura's birthday, so.
Oh, happy birthday, Laura. It's my grandfather's birthday today, the 2nd, as a recording. He was born at 12:05 a.m. on his farm in Springfield.
Whoa. That's
yeah, he was
time.
Born on April Fool's.
I'm a twin, as you know, if you've listened.
Oh, you are?
What? I always thought it would be so fun to like be born. We're 2 minutes apart. So like 11:59 and 12:01. So you just like fight for your independence when you're a twin. And
that'd be
like,
cool.
Yeah, we'd have our own birthdays.
Didn't I get it, Shannon.
Didn't work out that way.
Got to fight for that independence.
Anyway, here we are. So the mac and cheese brat was so good. That was a long time talking about our favorite food, but it was worth it.
Random news story. Go.
Okay. This is from a blog. I don't know if they're going to call that news, but it was news to me. So there's a blog I have followed forever called A Beautiful Mess. And I like mid-century modern to an extent. Like, whatever. I like that design aesthetic. So
it's a good aesthetic.
A Beautiful Mess. I'm also like really into cute looking playhouses for kids, which is weird, but I generally don't lean towards buying like the plastic Fisher Price thing. So I got my kids this really awesome one off Facebook Marketplace that.
Yeah,
like,
you got, that's a good one.
It's really cute. It's got a little design aesthetic to it. It's whatever. They like it just the same as if it was plastic. They don't know the difference. So we decorate it for the holidays. But anyway, A Beautiful Mess has two things that I thought were awesome. She built an A-frame playhouse for her kids. So she has the whole tutorial on how to build it. And I was like, we need this. But it ended up costing her like $950 or something. I was like, hi, I was committed to like doing this, but my kids already have a playhouse. But you should check it out. She has an A-frame. And then if you go and look like similar blog posts, she has a mid-century modern playhouse. So like swing set. So that one is only like $700 to build. But playsets are expensive.
They are. I mean, I get that.
But anyway, are we going to realistically do that? No. Do we need to wait for our house to first be renovated? Yes. Then maybe we'll consider it. But check out A Beautiful Mess. We'll put the link if you're interested in like getting creative and not spending as much money, but building an A-frame playhouse for your kids or a mid-century modern like swing set. They're really adorable. And I know a lot of people feel like I do, like you don't just want the boring plastic thing. So this could be a fun challenge for you.
Mine comes from My Modern Mat. And this was really interesting to me. I think 3D printing is awesome. I think the tiny home movement makes a lot of sense for a lot of things. Get with it, city zoning codes. That's one of the things that stops this and is bad for homelessness is because a lot of cities have your single family residence can't be smaller than 800 square feet or 1200, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Outdated zoning codes.
Totally outdated. Yes. So the first ever 3D printed tiny home went to a homeless gentleman.
Oh.
I don't think that's the right word anymore. Don't care.
A homeless person?
No, I think it's unhomed is the word that they use.
Right. Oh,
don't care.
I thought we were talking about the
But anyway, it was very interesting. I'll link to it. It's like a huge 3D printer that prints all the outside stuff. Then you still have to do like the plumbing and electric and stuff. But it is significantly cheaper. The guy's mortgage, he has a mortgage, which I fully support.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's $300 a month all in for everything.
That's so awesome.
I think you generally see with entitlement programs that if someone pays into it and has some degree of ownership, they're much more likely to be a good steward of it, be invested in the success of it. So I think it's a win-win.
Plus they're proud of it. And yeah, it's not a handout. They don't feel like a charity case.
It's why Social Security is the number one most popular entitlement program, because everybody pays taxes for it and everybody gets it. So even when people are like, oh, I make this much money, why do I get it? You're invested in it. So that's why no one wants to get rid of Social Security, because everybody pays, everybody gets it. So
here we are. I was going to go down a
political science.
I was like, I'm going to go down a political rant, but instead I'm just going to say, I think between the two of us, we've talked about My Modern Mat more than a handful of times. You should follow them whatever their all of their social media channels. They have some really awesome articles of people being creative. I don't know, ways. I'm feeling very in an artful world these days, like just creative ways of people doing things. I love My Modern Mat. I'm constantly finding articles.
Have you considered for your reno instead of, you know, renovating stuff, you just line up tiny houses? So you have.
We considered some crazy like shipping container situations.
I think you should have done that.
Yeah. Well, zoning.
Right.
I'm just going to stop with that.
We're going to take a break.
Guys, we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Back.
I always want to sing it. Okay. We're back. We're back. I don't know what is my issue today. I'm clearly like, it's supposed to be 70 this weekend.
I know. Happy Easter. Jesus has risen. Alleluia. It's 70
degrees. A little early for that, bro.
Yeah, Jesus died today.
It is Good Friday. Anyway, this has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But since I'm on the influencer train, I'm just going to keep on going and become my very own. I'm going to become an influencer for about 10 seconds. I have been. Did I talk about the influencer podcast on here?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So we talked about Under the Influence. So I've just been all in.
At least
I
think you did. You've told me about it about 10 times. 10 times, right. Which is not a great, I actually enjoy hearing about it because it's very funny.
It's fascinating.
But you've talked about it a lot. So I think you've talked about it.
It was Nick, whatever. I've been talking about this a lot and I've been, I just think it's the whole influencer business is fascinating. So I've been thinking about it a ton. We were discussing how certain brands really are leaning into it and like, is it working or is it not? What, like how much money they're paying people. We were saying how Walmart has completely changed their face like of by using influencers. I'm like, yeah, Walmart has clothes I want now. Anyway, not talking about Walmart. I'm here to talk about Tarte Shape Tape Concealer. If you follow one influencer ever anywhere, you know about it. So I don't know that you can, I feel bad saying this because I have not refreshed my makeup and I have no idea what it looks like on the video right now. It looks very good. But this morning I had a Zoom call at 8 a.m. when like our morning was a bit of a disaster with the kids. And she was like, did you do something different?
It does look good. I was actually going to ask you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. You better be saying that because I'm selling you Tarte Shape Tape Concealer. Anyway, so I bought this stuff because I got influenced. So like I work in this industry, I understand the industry. I know that they're telling me to buy things by putting filters on their faces and whatever, all these things. But I heard it everywhere and I finally bought it and I like it and I will continue to buy it. But it is freaking expensive. I mean, it's more expensive than I would normally pay.
It's $27.
But, yeah, and I got a deal. Yeah, there's always deals, but I think I paid $22 for it or something. When normally
comes in 35 different shades.
Yeah, the shade finder is like they have a unique way to do a shade finder. So like I have a light
find
one
on a that shade
like,
and try it on.
I need to use up because then I will be getting tanner as you know we get on and I'll get a new one. So anyway, I do really recommend it. I'm a real person. You guys know me. You've seen me with like wet hair probably on this podcast. So I bought the Tarte Shape Tape Concealer. I fell right in the trap, but it's not a trap because I knew it and I support the influencer industry and I am here to recommend it to you as well.
Okay. So when I hear shape tape, I think like the actual tape that like you maybe like wrap around your belly or something.
I know. Isn't it a weird?
I'm confused by it. I'm confused. Well, I was like,
they're not selling it to you.
So I was literally like, is this like something like, do you like paint your,
what
your
is
like,
shape tape?
You're like belly. Tape? Is this like, what is this?
Bridget, are you taping your belly now?
Like, I don't. Do you like,
no,
I don't like the way my ankles look. So
I'm taping them.
I'm very confused by this. Now I understand what it is. For the men, they're buying stuff for their ladies. Maybe you should change the name, Tarte.
I mean, are you buying your lady concealer?
No, I'm not.
I wouldn't. I get why some people don't, whatever. I have kids, so I have like bags and dark circles under my eyes and this covers it right up.
My recommendation, I'm a little late to the party, but Star Wars Squadrons. So what I got my new Xbox Series S. I am so excited. It took freaking months. And I did not buy Star Wars Squadrons, which has been out forever until I got this because I want to double up all the things. Yeah, it's a game. Oh. It's a game. So when I was a kid, I got into Star Wars because my grandma and I went to Janesville to buy something at a Circuit City because you used to have to drive 45 minutes to get any computer thing anywhere when you lived in like Geneva. And they had a Star Wars game collection for like $9.99 on clearance. And there I'm like, I don't know. This looks like fun. I like space shooting games. Was not into Star Wars at all. Played TIE Fighter, which is the OG Star Wars flying out there game. I love it. I fell in love with it. I got more into Star Wars. It's been an incredible influence on my life. And I just love like the space battles, the starfighters, the capital ships, and you go pew 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 pew. So this brings back a lot of the good things about these classic games where you're pew 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 all up. You know, you gotta do like engine management, energy management, shields, you gotta rebalance them. Every ship has advantages and disadvantages. So it's like a good story mode, then you can jump into the multiplayer and go pew 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 pew.
Oh my god.
Elliot is super excited for it. We didn't let Elliot play yet.
Because there's a lot of pew pew pew.
Because he's going to screw it up. And
his mom doesn't like guns.
And I wanted, they're lasers. They're not guns. So they're obviously make believe.
Obviously.
You know, it's not like it's a shark with a freaking laser beam on its head. That's, you know.
He's five. He doesn't know the difference between
make believe and not. He'll be fine. So I'm very excited about Star Wars Squadrons. Maybe if you got a late Easter basket ad, maybe add Star Wars Squadrons for the man in your life and, you know, perhaps they'll enjoy it. But Star Wars nerd, love it. Video game guy, love it. Good story mode, good multiplayer. They reset the multiplayer a lot. So if you're new coming in, it's not like, oh my God, this guy has a better ship than me. I can't compete. You can do fine. Oh, I got in my first, I'm terrible at multiplayer stuff. Generally, like, I play a lot of video games. I'm not like great at it. I get killed a lot if I do like Call of Duty or something. I got in and I got third place out of 12 players. I was like, this is cool. Like, cause I'm good at like the, you know, like understanding some of the tips of it instead of
this Star Wars Squadrons. I've seen you in a while.
Star Wars Squadrons. Congrats. Get it. It's great.
I have so many things to say. But great recommendation, everybody. This was the most women, what's the book? Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus recommendation we've ever done. So enjoy that while we take a quick break.
We are back, and we decided we had to do a variation on interesting questions that we previously had planned for this week because it's Easter, and we needed to do a little Easter theme thing. Last year, Easter. We did like some fun Easter traditions from around the world. This year, I have all of your favorite things. I'm calling this Find Out What Bridget Wants.
Design. Okay.
So this is like, you know, you get your kids Easter baskets, but I like to get my wife an Easter basket. She likes to get me an Easter basket. It's just a nice little thing you can do for your spouse, partner, whomever, to do like little treats.
Put a little thing together.
Just little nice things for them to say, I love you. Some people's love language is words. Some people's is physical. Some is, I get you nice stuff. So, you know.
That's not mine.
If you're a gifting love language person, this is great for you. So consider this to be a game of MASH. But you get to pick from five categories. So in my opinion, a Easter basket, and this one's for you. This is not a dude one, but it actually works for dudes too.
It's Bridget a little, likes dude things.
It's a little, you know, tilted towards Bridget. I think you should have five things in your adult Easter basket. Alcohol, sweets, a salty snack, a beauty thing, and some random shit.
Oh my God. I have to pick random shit?
No. I got choices for you.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I have four items in each category. You're going to pick one. And then we're going to have your Easter basket. I'm going to call Tyler real fast.
Should have just put it right here. Okay. Is this what I would want or what I would think?
No, it's what you want. Okay. We're going to learn about you.
Oh, great. I'm really good at making decisions.
This is going to be great. All right. So first for alcohol. See, this is tilted towards you.
Yes.
A moderately priced bottle of sparkling wine.
Okay.
An everyday bottle of Cabernet.
Okay.
An Easter novelty wine. So who knows if it's good or bad, but it's got a bunny on it. It's got like a little tail. It's funny. It's like hopping into spring, rosé. Because we know you love a good theme.
I love good branding.
Or a Bloody Mary kit, like a quality Bloody Mary kit.
Mm. Okay, so maybe 3 years ago I would have answered the kitschy Easter wine, but I know now that those are probably terrible. So obviously normally I want cab, but I at springtime I'm like, Nick was like, what should we drink today? And I never once said red wine because I'm like, it's spring, so I want champagne, sparkling wine,
moderately priced
sparkling wine
bubbles. All right,
I could drink it that day.
Next, sweets.
Okay.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Okay.
A dark chocolate Easter bunny with sea salt on top.
Oh.
A really great quality gourmet toffee.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Or two delicious cake pops.
Oh, shit. It's between the dark chocolate sea salt bunny and the very first one that I now can't even remember.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Dark chocolate sea salt bunny. It's healthy because it's dark chocolate. Also, it's a bunny and you have to, like... You have to have a.
That's why I thought you'd go for.
You have to have a bunny shaped chocolate.
All right, your favorite salty snacks. Those delicious ballpark roasted nuts.
But I have salt on my chocolate.
More salt, better for you. Yes. Those delicious ballpark roasted nuts.
Okay.
Trail mix, gourmet kettle chips.
Oh.
Truffle popcorn.
Are there raisins in my trail mix?
No.
Oh shoot! Good answer. But this is extravagant. It's a treat because it is Easter. Truffle popcorn. Did that one surprise you? It should have surprised you. I love you popcorn. Like, yeah. And I like truffle popcorn. Like
when I thought you'd go for the chips.
I was going to go for the chips because I wanted the crunch.
I know. I'm like, she's going to want.
But I only didn't go for the chips because I was like, I should treat myself a little. And I never have truffle popcorn.
Whenever we do a sandwich for lunch, you always like
want chips.
Sniff out the kettle chips.
Yes.
And it's like
you're
a great.
So observant.
You can see the great joy in your life as you're very purposeful about how you eat the chips.
Very weird, but I am a
crunch. I agree. It is weird.
I'm a weird person, everybody. My mom has always talked about like wanting the crunch and I never understood it. And I was like, well, eat a carrot. I'm like, yeah, that's a different crunch. I like carrots though. Throw those in my basket.
All right. Beauty.
Okay. Yeah.
A facial mask, not the like sleep mask, but the, you know, like
mud mask.
Yeah.
Thing.
Mud mask thing. Okay. A seasonally fragrant bath bomb for relaxation. A massage gift certificate, but it's a gift certificate that's less than the amount of the whole massage. Oh. So you still have to pay for like half of it yourself. We all love when we get a gift certificate like that.
That's a terrible gift.
Or an electric toothbrush.
Oh, damn. Oh, this is like the most annoying thing because I'm like a 35-year-old practical person.
Yeah, so there's like a very practical thing. And then there's like...
Because I obviously would have chosen the massage.
But...
Damn.
Because you know this happens. Like, hey, here's a gift certificate to go out to dinner. Like, oh, great. $20 for a $50 entree restaurant. Thanks.
I mean, I am not as cheap as I once was. So, like, I would pay for the other half of the massage in no time. But I feel guilty doing that. Like, feel guilty taking an hour of my own time. And I really want an electric. Also, why don't I just buy my own electric toothbrush? But I haven't.
Because you're an adult.
I want an electric toothbrush.
They're great.
And I will have it in 2 days because Easter's in 2 days. That was a good one, man.
Now, finally.
Don't tell Tyler to put an electric toothbrush in my
random shit.
Easter basket. Yeah, this is going to be weird.
I had this before you had to take off your fun earrings because of headphones.
Oh, yeah. They hurt so bad.
So, fun earrings.
Fun earrings.
Like
an
Easter rabbit, you know, type of fun earring. Cheap, but fun. You know, like $8, something like that.
Okay.
A scented candle.
Ooh, okay. A good scented candle.
A good scented candle. A succulent. Okay. Or an adult coloring book.
Oh, shit.
All the random shit that people put in.
I want a scented candle. Because we burn candles around the clock at our house. I love adult coloring books, but they have them at Goodwill all the time, and I buy them there all the time.
Let's get Tyler on the phone.
Tyler, I know that you're trying to put Lucy down for a nap right now, but this is important.
So Bridget's ideal adult Easter basket, a moderately priced bottle of sparkling wine, a bar of Easter bunny-shaped dark chocolate with some sea salt.
Yep.
Truffle popcorn.
Yeah.
Go a little indulgent.
It's a good addition.
An electric toothbrush, keeping it classy, practical, adulty. And then finally, a beautiful scented candle.
Dude, I know people just like put candles in as like, we don't know what else to get you gift, but we love them. You can always buy us candles. Like you guys burn them regularly too. You're forgetting one thing that has to go in every Gallagher family Easter basket at least. Gallagher's my maiden name, people. Fun holiday socks. Like we always have.
There we go.
I have them. I bought them for my kids' baskets. I got them for my sisters and my, like, you know, they have them like at the Target dollar spot. And so they're like, oh, it's a dollar. But like we've had those since we were kids.
That's right, sisters. You're worth a dollar.
That's right. $1 Target socks. Whatever. You forgot that. That's very important.
Oh, that was fun.
I like that segment, man. It makes me look like a real nerd. But everybody, I want an electric toothbrush, okay? And yes, I know, I could just buy one myself, but I don't. I let my kids chew on mine and throw it out and get a new one. Okay.
Simona brushed my teeth with her toothbrush this week. I was told that was not a good idea to let her do it.
Yes. Were you telling me this story?
Yeah, I think I probably was. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I just brushed my teeth. I don't care.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Like, parents used to also, parents of babies that have pacifiers, like some parents clean that, like if that pacifier fell somewhere, like would clean it off by like using their own saliva.
I play golf with a guy that cleans his golf balls by putting them in his mouth.
That's disgusting.
Do you know how many pesticides are on that golf ball?
Also mud.
Oh, mud's fine. It's the pesticides.
Well, you're not supposed to put your kid's password because like your germs are very different than a kid's and they can't handle it.
Well, let's just get them used to it.
Anyway.
Let's have a chicken pox party while we're at it.
What? Oh, chicken. I thought you were saying something about chicken pot pie. I'm like, that's not on the meal plan.
Oh, it's not? Well, what are you eating on the meal plan?
It should be.
It should be.
Well, we have a day. Shocking. This isn't going to surprise anyone. That's all about chicken thighs. But I'm not choosing it because it's about chicken thighs. Oh, yeah. Nick's showing me food pics over
here. It's going to be on the meal plan that we just...
I gotta throw it up.
Put on the website yet?
But we've got a chicken thigh day, and I'm choosing it because I'm making. I'm like, I'm not a chicken thigh person, but Nick swears by them, and they're sheet pan meals, and you know I love that.
Oh, and they do so much better in a sheet pan than a.
I know. I'm just so nervous about the chicken thighs, but I'm choosing them anyway. So I have two chicken thigh recipes on the meal plan. Obviously, we have a barbecue chicken thigh one, and
that's so delicious.
The one pot chicken thighs and vegetables.
That one's also very good.
These are both very normal chicken people chicken recipes, right?
Like they're very easy, so very delicious.
I'm gonna try one this week and try and understand why Nick loves chicken thighs more than chicken breasts.
Okay, kay. So next week I have rented three different new camera lenses.
Oh yeah,
for trying out. We budget upgrading camera stuff every year. So every year we get a little bit better. And this year we have a different lens on that should help with some of the photography stuff and do some cooler stuff, a little bit higher quality, keep us in the arms race with all these influencers that are getting their bear tape things.
Shape tape.
Concealer. So I'm just going to cook up a storm. I'm going to make meals every night, photograph them all, try to like get a feel for each lens, some different things. I don't know what I'm going to cook. If you have a recipe that you'd like to see on the Lake Geneva Country Meats website, send it in.
Yes.
I think I'm going to do a grilled whole tenderloin one day because that's something we get a lot of questions how to do. We actually don't have any photography on it. So I'll do that one. And that'll be a little indulgent treat for me for what's going to be, quite honestly, a pretty long week.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to cook food in the afternoon that you then feed your family when they get home at 4:30 is like always, and
but have
get
it all photographed your photo and stuff
it's always
a balance of time.
Yep, it's that's a beautiful way to put it, Bridget. So balance. I don't know, but people should.
I have a question.
Yeah,
I love risotto. Would you put chicken with risotto?
Yes, chicken and risotto is delicious.
But I always just eat it vegetarian, but not by just like butternut squash thighs. Risotto. Should I make chicken thigh risotto? Shoot, you guys actually had it on my plans to do the coffee with the cotton candy. So I'm still going to do it. I was like, I literally put a reminder in my phone to do it. And then we just had some unexpected challenges this week with childcare and work and things. So I promise I will do it. I really like cannot wait to do it.
So anyway, I don't know what I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Y'all send me some suggestions. My marketing director hasn't told me.
I just said risotto.
What
okay.
to do.
Put some chicken in it.
She hasn't told me what to do yet, so.
Chicken and risotto.
There we go. All right, I'm going to make chicken and risotto. I'll come with some new recipe.
When do you get the lens?
Monday. Yeah, got a week with them.
Too bad you won't have it on Easter.
Oh, yeah. We need to redo those.
Can you shout out that rental website, actually?
Oh, yeah. ByralLenses.com. It's great. They always have coupon codes out there that you can find for different things. They also sell used gear if you're looking for something to get started.
Yeah.
Always a good quality. And everything.
Not just lenses.
Yep. Lights. Microphones.
I looked actually for a keyboard for my iPad to rent, but it wouldn't have been helpful. Yeah. But yeah,
reasonable prices. The shipping's all.
Can you rent to buy? I saw some other like rent to buy websites.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Nick introduced me to it last week, and it was awesome. So if you want to try gear out, I love this website.
Borrowlenses.com. We'll include that. Let me there put you go, a man. Note here. On
I know. I meant to tell you. So in my computer fiasco, I'm like, I'll just use my iPad, but I need a keyboard, and like it's $150. I don't need a keyboard for my iPad, but if I could have rented it for $13, which is what it was, but wouldn't have gotten here in time. So anyway.
Now, it's time for your favorite segment.
Or ours.
Kid Corner! Bridget.
I struggled with this one. I don't know why.
But this is a good one, though.
My kids do stupid things all the time. But then I just looked back in my camera roll and was like, oh, yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, I looked right back to this part of my camera roll. Nick assigned me to a very challenging task this week.
And by assigned, he said, oh, my God, Bridget, do you see this? You should do it. Go.
Can you do this? Can you do this? I'm like, yes. So,
well, it's like one of your favorite things. To
crafting up food.
Crafting up. Costumes.
So if you follow
or a ham.
Like if you follow Lake Geneva Country Meats social media pages, you may have been introduced to Ham Solo this past week. Yes, it was Ham Solo made out of ham. He was photographed to announce our last call for Easter hams, and I made a ham solo. So
it looks just like Han Solo. See, that's the joke. It's Han Solo, the character from Star Wars. He has a very distinct look, and we recreated it with a ham, so it's Ham Solo. Get it?
Very funny, actually. I will take assignments like this any day. One of my favorite children books authors is Terry Border, and he does funny things with food. Like, he makes them, he puts paper clips as their feet and arms and whatever. Anyway, so we made Ham Solo, and Elliot was in on it. Like, I just was doing it, I don't know, at night, you know, while the kids were awake. Like, they like to do crafting stuff with me, and so I just, like, had stuff out on the dining room table, and he's like, what are you making? And he loves Star Wars by way of Nick and Tyler.
He got the joke, guys. He's 5.
Oh, he got it big time. And he, like, was so – he's like, I put Ham Solo in the fridge when I wasn't – like, I had photographed him, and then I, like, sent Nick some pictures. I was like, well, what do you think? I'm not sure, but I put him in the fridge in the meantime in case we needed him. And Elliot, like, came and – where's Ham Solo? I'm like, he's in the fridge, Elliot. And then I was doing it actually –
I wish, I like, know. Tyler had no clue what you're doing. Open the fridge and Ham
Solo. Just saw Ham Solo.
He would have been like, honey, is there something you need to tell me?
It was one of my favorite bonding moments with Elliot, because he's kind of, like, not all in on me right now because he's 5 and he's too cool for me, and he's a dude, so he thinks Tyler's cool, except at bedtime, well, then Tyler, he only wants me.
Cool.
But so, you know, his interests are just more Tyler's interests until I get him, like, doing a crafty thing with me, and then he loves it. So this was a super fun, like, bonding moment with Elliot, and he was, like, correcting me and asking all the questions, and, like, well, Mom, why? Because I'm, like, tacking a felt vest onto a piece of ham. I'm hot gluing hair onto a ham. And he's like, well, Mom, I had the picture next to me of, like, Han Solo trying to get the hair right, and, you know, he's like, well, Mom, I think it actually should be like this, you know. So he was actually creative directing my Ham Solo photo shoot, and Ellie, it was very fun. So it was a really fun time with him. I had a fun moment from work creating Ham Solo, and my son was a part of it.
My story is about my independent little girl. She's growing up, and she's starting to enjoy some independent play, which is great, because, you know, you don't have to be hawk over her, but also great. It's like stressful because she's not quite at the, like, can take care of all of her stuff and doesn't know, like, she's not great at the, like, she's like, hey, Simona, can't do that, like, that doesn't really mean anything at this point. Yeah, so, you know,
does she eat things that she shouldn't yet? Okay.
You know, she likes to try things. So today, as we're recording this, I got a live feed from my wife of Simona playing at home in her own room. And we don't have a ton of toys in her room because it's kind of, you know, sleeping, changing clothes, all that type of stuff. And she decided to play in her room, which is great. We're like, oh, this is great. And Sarah is super great at cleaning, does an amazing job with keeping the house straightened up. I am so grateful for her because I'm more of a, like, I don't know, I'll get to it later type. And she's very, so, you know, it takes two to make a thing go right. And, Simona was opening every drawer of her dresser, taking out the clothes, putting them in a pile, a neat pile, but still a pile, then taking and making 4 other piles. I'm not sure what the sorting method was, but she sorted all the clothes into 4 other piles in the corners of her room. She'd go, like, sit on them. She likes corners. She likes being in corners. And she likes, like, blankies and pillows. So she'll, like, go lay down, play like blankie, and then she'll pick one up and move it to a different thing and go back and forth. And it's driving Sarah nuts because it's, like, a mess. It's everywhere. Yes. And she's like, you know, I just need to let her do this. She's discovering her independence. This is a good thing, but it's driving me nuts. I'm like, I also
hear you.
Cause I like to clean up after her. Cause I'm like, you know, let's clean this up. Oh. So we need to let her make her messes. Uh-huh. She's grown up. She's doing the independent thing.
You guys are going to lose it. I'm laughing because I also, when I had one kid, was like, I'm going to keep things clean. And then I had 2.
So that's my story.
Good job.
We're gonna call quits on this one because we got another pod to record after this.
We sure do. So we appreciate you listening. We would love your comments and feedback, as always.
We would love for you to listen to that was a tease, Bridget. You were supposed to fill in what...
I looked at you and you were starting to talk. We'll be recording our latest episode of Pinkies Up.
Because you made it sound like not fun. It's going to be so fun.
I mean, I was keeping it a secret. They'll see I'm wearing the same shirt.
I was going to change because you usually yell at me for not changing. You usually bring a change. No, I'm not going to change.
Cool, man. I brought a cardigan, so I'll just put that in Artie Cardi. We're recording a new episode of Pinkies Up.
It's going to be great. We'll release Wednesday.
Soon.
We just put out the replay interview of our thing with Blackpoint, Dave DeSimone, and Site Brewing, Lauren Mack. Yep. Hope you listened to that. That was a lot of fun.
That was so fun. And they're two awesome people. So that was really interesting. But as always, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast for the latest and all the fun things we just talked about.
You can go to dinnerplusdrinks.com and fill out our voicemail thing. Send us your voicemails of whatever you want, or send us an email that way. Listen to everything online. Get all the links, all the pictures of Ham Solo.
Ham Solo.
Maybe I'll put him in the show artwork this week. I don't know. We'll see.
Ooh, I mean, you could animate him. As always, you can subscribe and rate us. Find us anywhere where you listen to our favorite podcast.
Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.